So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Bhujan Prabhu and Jagatarini, for sharing with us what touched you during this week, and which, what made an impression in you. I would now request the other devotees to briefly speak on this subject and question, because it is extremely beneficial if we hear from each other our experiences. These experiences which we can hear will help the others to either find the treasures or to solidify what they have already found. So please, I think what we should do now is I'll just go through the thing, just one to the next. Okay, then I will start with my right-hand neighbor, Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu. I will just move into the shade.
And if, even if someone has said something that's almost a similar thing,
but yes, you've understood what Bhujan Prabhu says. Don't fear repetition. It is good to express, even what if someone else has said it already, to express it in our own words if it's our realization. Hare Krishna. Niraj will listen to you, so you must tell the truth.
I just remembered this one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which I cannot remember Sanskrit now. I can just remember this Karna Rasayana Katha, that hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and about hearing about Krishna in the association of devotees becomes very sweet. And this is what I was experiencing during this week, that everything was very sweet. And I know if I would do it alone, I would never feel the same. So the association of devotees struck me the most. And it was very nice that more or less everybody were like-minded. So being in the association of like-minded devotees and hearing about Krishna can certainly inspire me very much. Hare Krishna.
When I'm in the Dham, I always try to pray to Krishna to get deep impressions in my heart, because what I felt that is what is the most long-lasting thing when I go back in the West, or when I'm anywhere else than in the Dham. And before every parikram I do, or when I go to special places, I always please Srimati Radharani, please Krishna, give me some impressions, some, just let me see some wonderful thing, some special thing who really struck me in my heart. And also in this retreat I have done actually the same. I wanted to get some deep impressions who help me to carry me on in my spiritual life. And it was so wonderful then when we came out here and sitting at the feet of Govardhan, just every day sitting here, just having darshan of Giriraj, and feeling that Giriraj is so near, is so close to us. And then hearing all the topics and discussing these topics, just with this, how we say? Yeah, with this vista, that makes such a deep impression that always, again, when in my mind I see Giriraj, then I remember some sentence of lectures or some things, and that is what actually is the most valuable jewel I want to carry with me when I again go somewhere else. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. One thing that I found, and it was mentioned a few times, at least I noticed, that was how whatever happens and how much endeavor we make, and we make so many mistakes and so many things, but like Bhujan Prabhu said and Mataji said before, we should just continue. Doesn't matter really what happens. This is only what we have. And like Prabhupada said, like Prabhujan Prabhu said, that what the gift we got from Srila Prabhupada, we got nothing else. This is our way, and you just go. You just give your best, and even if you do mistake, doesn't matter. Say, like Mataji said, say sorry, I'm sorry, and just continue. And this, the holy name, the how we chanted that day, and the whole, the center, I think that like the center of everything was the holy name, every evening chanting and the morning program and the japa. So I found that very, very inspiring, and just the beginning of, for me, that was the essence of everything. Doesn't matter what you go, we have the holy name. We have our Prabhupada, our spiritual masters, and just, I found that very important. That's all, just the, whatever happened, just go on, this is all we have, Prabhupada and the holy name. That's all.
Hare Krishna. I was thinking, what can I tell about my realization? I don't have so big realizations, but sometimes something come in my mind. It was so nice to beginning all this morning here on morning programs in front of Govardhan, and beginning very nice day. All of these days, maybe yesterday was for me like some very practical, very nice of days, because it was like together all these holy names, Bhagavad Katha, to visiting holy Dhamma, association with devotee. Everything was here in one place, and we visiting, and maybe it was very nice also to remember this, and we can also bring with us and to tell the other devotee on the west or in our temples, and next time to bring more devotee here to in association with us. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. First of all, my realization or impression I got was first a bit more a personal thing, coming here to Giriraj and be able to chant here and have his darshan was somehow very touching for me, especially the beginning when I came. And but somehow other also Giriraj took away actually it's a taste in chanting, and most possibly due to my pride. So then I also could realize, also following of one lecture I heard in Krishna Balaram temple, that the soul is for when you feel away from Krishna, that the soul is Srimad Bhagavatam. And I also somehow could realize this when I listening to Burijan Prabhu's recitation of Bhagavatam, how this Bhagavatam can really give solace, and somehow you tend to forget these things and just can listen to these transcendental topics. And so I really deeply realized this. But the Bhagavatam should really become like our life and soul. That's like the aim in our life. That Bhagavatam is just our life and soul. Bhagavatam is everything for our Krishna conscious enlightenment. Of course, the holy name is the most important. And also, what was very enlivening, especially for me, was yesterday the practical parikram part. And I somehow, after going away from Surabhikund and after trying to pray deeply and beg for forgiveness and to get the mercy to stop this offensive, to get rid of this offensive nature, you felt how some very relieved and very, I felt very light after going away from this place. And that's my small
thing I wanted to say. Hare Krishna.
Okay, Hare Krishna. I must admit I heard some rumors yesterday. Raj Bihari and Mahabhagavat Prabhu was discussing amongst each other that everybody should speak something. So I had some time to think about it. But when I thought about it, I would, by your kind permission, I would actually like to go back a little bit in time. Go back like 1 year ago. To explain the realization. That the previous year or last year it was quite a difficult time for me in the spiritual life, but then somehow or other by Lord's mercy I could come to Vrindavan and stay for some time, and then after some time also Sachinandar Maharaj came and he made his very nice evening programs at MIT, the Bhakti Rasayana Shloka evenings. And this gave me one very strong realization or impression that, which was the power of informal Krishna Katha. That when devotees just come together and they have, they are moved by a common desire to hear about Krishna, to go deeper into Krishna consciousness, get more inspiration and so on, it creates such a powerful force. Or like Purishan Prabhu was in his last class was explaining the verse from the second canto of Bhagavatam, the word Tivrena, that is like, or like the Ganges flowing when it starts, the flowing very with a very strong current. So I was thinking it's the same way. If we come together and we may have our own, everyone on his personal level, but we have the common desire to go deeper into Krishna consciousness and go deeper into realizing Krishna. It creates such a powerful force. And last year this experience was so much impressive for me that when I finally went back to the place where I'm usually staying, it inspired me to start some informal Krishna guitar gatherings in that place where devotees could come together and just hear about Krishna's pastimes and discuss how this applies also to our practical everyday spiritual life. Therefore I had no doubts this year when I heard that there would be such an event. I had no doubts whether to come or not. I was, yeah, sure. So I'm quite sure that this year's experience is even stronger and gives me even more inspiration. So for me it's very wonderful if in addition to just being with the devotees and feeling inspired and enlightened, I can somehow or other also serve as an instrumental to that inspiration and carry it on also to others. Because what I feel about Vrindavan is also that when I go out of Vrindavan, it is very difficult for me to keep Vrindavan really in the heart, to keep the Vrindavan mood, unless I try to share it with others. So I therefore beg everyone's blessings that I can somehow or other continue to serve as an instrument to that inspiration. So I'm very, I don't really feel so qualified to be here, but I'm very thankful that I can be in the association of so many devotees who display so much eagerness and enthusiasm in devotional service, and I hope to be somehow or other also affected by that and get also some eagerness and enthusiasm in my service. So thank you all.
Hare Krishna. There's a very nice book about preaching Krishna consciousness called The Art of Teaching, which my Guru Maharaj wrote, VIG is published. And in that book, there's one point that's made, is that Krishna consciousness is caught more than it is taught. And that's kind of summarizes my appreciations in the last week. Like one example is about almost a year ago, a devotee gave me a Govardhan Shila to worship, and I got the blessings of my Guru Maharaj to do so. By the way, if anyone has taken any Govardhan Shilas, they should put them back, unless they specifically have taken permission from their spiritual master to keep them. Okay, so it's very attractive to want to fill your pockets and take your Raj back with you, but please don't do so unless you get him in an authorized way. So just as an example, that just seeing the devotee's enthusiasm to worship and to appreciate Giriraj here, and devotees going, Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki, and things like that helped me. No one specifically said you should appreciate Giriraj more or something, but just catching that enthusiasm and appreciation from Giriraj has helped me appreciate more the blessings that I've gotten by getting that Govardhan Shila. Or another example is I've lived here in Vrindavan for some years now, but then hearing the devotees' appreciation for Sri Vrindavan Dham, and especially Jagatrini Mataji's appreciation, has I was able to catch a little of her enthusiasm, and I hope that sticks with me to appreciate more the gift of being able to serve here in Vrindavan. And similarly with the Srimad Bhagavatam and with the Holy Name, although many specific points were made about the Holy Name and many specific points were made about the content of the and the Leelas in the Srimad Bhagavatam, for me, I think the thing that will be a lasting impression was the enthusiasm and the appreciation for the Bhagavatam that my Guru Maharaj was showing, and the appreciation for the Holy Name that His Holiness Satchinandan Swami is showing, that kind of catching that enthusiasm. I think that's one of the keys to Sadhu Sangha, that just catching the Krishna consciousness that another devotee has and trying to imbibe that. I think that's one of the essential aspects of Krishna consciousness. One specific thing I remember was in the Bhagavatam talks, it was a discussion about how we shouldn't have ill feelings towards others. And he also stated that in that way we should avoid having people having ill feelings towards us. So in that regard, on behalf of the devotees serving in the VIG, Adipurusha Prabhu and Mahabhagavat Prabhu and Subal Shaka Prabhu, we hope you don't have any ill feelings towards us. Forgive us for any inadequacies in our service to you. If you do have any ill feelings, please direct them all to Mahabhagavat Prabhu. He's not here right now. But it also just reminded me of another thing. One time I was talking to my Guru Maharaj about how he was saying something to the effect that he's past the stage where he wants to work with, how should I say this, devotees that are too difficult to work with. Life is short. So we've kind of tried to follow that motto here in the VIG, and it's true, having such nice devotees as Adipurusha Prabhu, Mahabhagavat Prabhu, and Subal Shaka Prabhu, it's such a pleasure doing service with them, because they're so mild-mannered and good devotees and kind-hearted and simple souls, and they haven't figured out yet to disagree with what I have to say. So that's made life very easy. So I'd like to just offer my appreciation to them, and also to Gopal Raj Prabhu, who's been cooking for us so nicely the last week. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I've been in Vrindavan for the last 5 months and doing the Bhakti Shastri. And coming here, I realized that it's even more intense than Vrindavan. Already I had some hard time living in Vrindavan. I felt quite inappropriate, and my ID card was not really there. But coming here is still another world. So after 1 week, I really appreciated the whole atmosphere and the content of the course was given. But I even feel more inadequate in my in my being here, in the sense that I don't feel fit to really grasp and benefit due to my sinful nature. So at the same time, I feel also fortunate to have been carried with the flow of that party of devotees coming here. So I'm very fortunate on that side. But many things came out, even in 1 week time, which is a very short time. 1 week is so small. But still, like Maharaj mentioned in the beginning, many bad things came out in my mind, like envy and other things. So I... In that sense, it was beneficial, because even though I knew all these things, but it came out so obviously that now I cannot neglect them and overlook them. I have to definitely, by the grace of Giriraj, work on them. So in that sense, the whole retreat was beneficial for me. And I just pray to you so I can practice what we have been being taught. And like you, Brother Bihari probably just mentioned, I can catch that wave. There was a wave of Sankirtan, a wave of glorification of Krishna has been performed here 1 week. And I just have to, by your blessing and the blessing of Giriraj, carry on that wave. Even though, again, I feel very much inadequate and not fit to be there. But by the grace of the devotees, everything is possible. Even a lame man can chant poetry and climb mountains. Someone who is lame, invalid, can climb mountains. So I just pray to you so I can carry on my Krishna consciousness and especially remove the very dirty anattas in my heart, so I can at least catch some glimpses of the spiritual world and come out of Maya once and for all. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I want to thank all the devotees for their nice association and the nice realization. But I was thinking that in the West, many times I think, you know, to travel is so expensive and takes so much time. But and since now 5 weeks here, I was thinking it's very important to come here, because it's like you have a huge fire, and if you want to melt some iron, then the best is you put it in the center, then it melts very quickly. So I was thinking the Dharma is like the center of a huge spiritual fire. So if you really are interested to melt your iron like for a seagull, the best you go direct in the center and you melt it. Or like in a huge kirtan, if really are eager you to hear it, you go just in the center near to the mridanga players and wampa players and the head chanter. So it's very important, I think, that we come every year to the Dham and take this great opportunity to purify us. And I think it also was the advice or the plan of Srila Prabhupada that all the devotees from all the world come once a year together to Mayapur or to Vrindavan and purify themselves and have a very nice association. Hare Krishna, thank you.
Hare Krishna. I had an inclination, actually, when I first arrived in Govardhan, that it was going to be a successful meeting, seminar, because when usually we come to Vrindavan, usually there's some austerity experienced when we arrive, and then after a while we can actually settle into the mood of Vrindavan. So when I arrived at Govardhan, I had the same experience. We were into the ashram next to the Dwarka Dharma ashram, which is a little bit ghostly, to say the least. So, you know, we found ourselves sleeping in a dusty environment, and there was no light to shower in the morning most of the time. So I had a feeling that things could happen in Govardhan. I'd just like to thank Bhurijan Prabhu and Sachinandra Maharaj for their open-hearted honesty. They reveal things which we don't usually hear from senior devotees of the Lord. But these things are actually they're very conducive for our developing faith in devotees, and also in respect for all the devotees. Sometimes we find that these things are actually covered, and when that happens, then it creates the opposite effect. So I'd just like to thank them for their honesty. Another thing about Bhurijan Prabhu and Sachinandana Maharaj and also Mother Jagatarini is that this type of service seems easy when you're watching, but when you have to do it, it's very, very difficult. For every hour you put into a lecture, there's probably 5 or 6 hours at least put into the work behind it. And also for the mood in which they gave it, it wasn't a mood of just delivering some items of knowledge, but I felt that there was a real reciprocation with trying to help the devotees overcome their particular spiritual problems, and I'd like to thank them again for that. I think this is just the beginning of more Krishna conscious seminars like this. It's what the movement actually needs. We tend to have a dry Bhagavatam class in the morning, most of the time no Bhagavad Gita in the evening, and so devotees are actually finding it difficult to maintain. But if we have real nice Krishna katha, then devotees become enthusiastic. I think the verse Mahabhagavata was saying is in Srimad Bhagavatam 3, Satam Prasangam Mama Viri Samvido Vajantivit Karna Sayanavata. So this is the way we actually, this is the way forward in devotional service, to have a real taste for discussing the subject matter of Krishna consciousness in the association of like-minded devotees. Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would have to speak. I thought I would be able to escape this, but it seems that it won't work. So I'll have to say something. Just a few minutes ago, Rajbihari Prabhu has expressed his appreciation for our efforts and mine efforts, so to say, also. And it was surprising for me because Rajbihari Prabhu is very appreciative. He's always encouraging his subordinates in every way by his appreciation. Although, like in my case, it's not always completely, fully 100% true. During this retreat, during these days, as over so many years, recent years, I have discovered more. I am discovering more and more rough edges in myself than seeing how they are smoothed and disappear. I keep discovering so many deficiencies in myself. And Sachinandana Maharaj said that transformation involves taking birth. Taking birth again. For me, I think I haven't figured out yet what has to happen first, a birth of a new person or a death of the old person. And my problem is that old person still cannot die. No matter how I try, this old person still is hale and hearty, and I don't know when will this person die. And for the transformation to take place, I think this old person has to die, and then the new born person can develop. So, to be frank, during this seminar, during this retreat, I have gotten more questions than answers. Because I think answer should be something that that is going to be lived in the life, that comes into heart. And I cannot claim that I have realized. I have heard many very powerful answers, but I cannot claim that I have realized them and I can live them in my life. So
all I can say is that I have got more questions. I have got more questions than I had before. But I think it's also a good thing, because a good question is a basis, or a question, a burning question, a question is a basis or a hope for getting an answer sometime in the future. And one, on a positive note, I can say that during this retreat, I could see that Shachinanand Maharaj and Bhurijan Prabhu and Mata Jagatarini, and actually for that matter, all the devotees surrounding me are extremely kind, very compassionate. And this gives me great hope that sooner or later I will get the answers and will be able to take birth as a real person. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. As everyone was speaking, I was in anxiety about what I should say, because everybody was expressing what I feel. And apart from the fact that I really, really want to thank you from the core of my heart for your gifts, and also I felt that I wanted to express just one thing, is that I'm grateful, and I'm like that pot full of clay pot full of holes, and I was thinking that the Ladini Shakti of Srimati Radharani, which is being manifested here in the Dham through the association of Govardhan, through the devotees' sincerity, and this Krishna Katha, and everything that was surrounding us, is that very thing that can hold me. Otherwise, I'm just a pierced pot full of holes. And so I just have to continue hearing and getting your blessed association. Thank you very much.
I wrote down 3 points, which were many, also I want also to thank all the devotees, because it was very rich for me this week here in Govardhan. It was the end of my stay in India, and like last year, it's the end is always very intense and rewarding. So the first point, I'm grateful and thankful, and that I experienced is that I want to thank the devotees who gave the classes for their honesty, their humility, their Vaishnava qualities, because for me this is the ingredient, it's the like the fire of the stomach, which makes the philosophy digestible and assimilated. Yeah, for me it's wonderful inspiration that the most advanced the devotees are, the more humble they are, and it's very inspiring for me, because also like some devotees also said, you know, Vrindavan is a place where the anathas jump into our face and we cannot close our eyes, and it's very painful, but at the same time it's very that's why we come here, because we know that that will happen, and that's the way we can advance, that realize that we are fallen and deprived of qualities, but the mercy is so great, So it makes us very joyful. The third point, which is very important for me, because I came here with difficulties, and I knew that Vrindavan would bring me answers. And here in this retreat, I can say that something like magic occurred, because I assembled different pieces from what I could hear from the different classes, and not only the classes, also private talks. I could sometimes hear some devotees exchanging between themselves, and that was also very valuable for me. And these different pieces of, like pieces of a puzzle, they came together, and what I've gained is very deeper appreciation and understanding of Srila Prabhupada's instruction for our farm communities, which is my place, and my Prabhudatta Desh. Yeah. And I've always have hard time to, well, actually I've lost hope or faith that Prabhupada's instruction of simple living, high thinking, safe time to chant Hare Krishna would ever be possible. And here I gained the vision, the understanding that all the hope that it is completely it's not impossible. It's something that now I want to keep as my goal. Like yesterday we spoke about this thinking only Krishna, just being very focused. So at my level I really understand that I have to become focused on Srila Prabhupada's instructions for our farm communities and just work towards this goal. And I hope that, I'm sure, because Krishna arranges everything so perfectly, that we will somehow, I don't know if this in this lifetime or somewhere later, but we can achieve it. I know it is possible to achieve that, because I had the experience with this day of japa, 64 rounds. I didn't chant 64 rounds, but still, my experience of it was wonderful, although I had some difficult part in it. But still, whatever, and the kirtans and the Srimad Bhagavatam, and I know that this is really the nectar, and if we can taste this nectar in our farm communities, we will be able to live simply, and this will attract people to come and live with us, because Srila Prabhupada in Umayapur, where I was, he was in his room, which is at the first floor, and he was watching through the window, and all the devotees, they were seated. What I have experienced, that's what Srila Prabhupada wants us to live, not just 1 week, but, well, I cannot say all the time, of course, because we have to work to grow vegetables and grains and take care of the cows, but still, we can try to simplify, to save time and chant Hare Krishna. Thank you very, very, very much.
Hare Krishna. Many things which I have heard, I could repeat with my full heart. Especially that also, like Bhuritan Prabhu said, my faith has been deepened in the especially the five main processes of Bhakti Yoga. And what was most important and most deep for me, which I can feel at the moment, is the association of devotees. That I, at the beginning, was a little amazed how different devotees are. And I myself felt disturbed sometimes by different natures. And I was struggling a lot with my own mind and tamagun and rajagun. But during the week, I came to realize that every devotee is very, very precious in his own way. And I got so much love and affection for them, and I could also feel so much reciprocation, that this is really my desire to live in such an assembly of the Vaishnavas all my life. This is my desire. And please, if you could all help me to pray for this, that this is actually what we all desire. We want to have a nice family, a nice community, which help us and give us shelter at any moment of despair or distress. We need it so much. Thank you very much. And I liked also very much, Kalavati, what you said, that the association of devotees and the example of Vaishnava qualities perceptible in others are giving us digesting fire for the philosophy. And that's why I was always a bit hesitant thinking about joining a Bhakti Shastri course, because I think it's so much in my head. I want to live with the devotees in everyday life, and I want to learn the philosophy through their example. And this is what happened here. So actually, my desire for my pilgrimage was really fulfilled in this week, last week of my two and a half month stay. Hare Krishna, thank you all very, very much.
Hare Krishna. I was very offensive when I was in the Holy Dham. And I was really very much ashamed and very much suffering all the time. And by the mercy of Satchinanda Maharaj, Srimati Mataji and Narayani Mataji, they allow me to come here. And I still was offensive. I was thinking in the beginning, what shall I do here? I'm on the wrong place. I have to leave. And yesterday at the Rabi Kund, all these offenses were so much present again. And I was crying, and I was ashamed so much, again and again. And I was thinking, when will this stop? When will this stop? I cannot stand it anymore. I don't want to go anymore. And today is the first time, after having a very hard night, we could not sleep so much, and headache from the crying and all the tears. But today I feel the first time a little released of all this pain and all this suffering. And I'm so grateful that I could attend and could be here in the association. This is also one point I appreciate very, very much. This loving affection, affected association with the devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. I can start with thanking Satchinandan Maharaj that I came, he invited me to come here, and he was very, he had a big courage to invite me, because when I came here I saw so many senior devotees, and I'm just a neophyte, and he's maybe risking the whole atmosphere by inviting a neophyte to come here, but he was so merciful. So I want to thank him. And of course I have seen much dirt from my heart, but I know maybe I'm just a rascal. I see it, but it doesn't depress me so much. I just think that I have a hope that, okay, this is the diagnosis I'm trying to see it, and I will have faith. I will try to chant offenselessly, attentively, and everything will disappear. So, yeah. And also, before coming here, it was extreme struggle, so I could enter into hopefully a right mood to be in Vrindavan Dham. And so I understand it's not cheap to associate with devotees of the Lord. It's not cheap to be in the holy Dham, and it's not cheap to attain Radha and Krishna's service. And I hope that you could maybe give your blessings so that I one day can serve Krishna with the desire just to satisfy him and his devotees and Radharani, just with that desire to satisfy, not for my own pleasure. And I think that it's only through your mercy and Girigash and the holy dust that this can be fulfilled. And thank you again that I could have your holy association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I liked very much the words of Mother Chakatarini when she was explaining the different level, the three different levels of the holy Dham. And when I came here, I was actually very tired from Kartik. It was a very intense Kartik, but I had a very deep desire to have more time for introspection. And I'm very thankful that this was possible here by the chanting, the day that we chanted 64 rounds, and also by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Somehow I felt this is actually my reality and my home. But I also, on one hand, I was very happy, but in the other hand, it was also very painful to see the limits that the mind is pulling me always back, and how difficult it is that the call of God is a call of death, that we don't return. And I feel I have to get rid of many loads that is still there, that I really can dive deep. And I hope that by praying and by remembering this time here, that again the connection and absorption can be there, that we can take this experience with us. I also feel that somehow it's like a seed that is planted, but it has to grow, and by this remembering and praying and the association of devotees, I hope that this plant can grow.
Hare Krishna. I wanted to thank the organizers and all the teachers to bring us all here, right at the foot of Giriraj. It is only through an intimate friend of the king that we are able to meet the king in a more familiar way. And same is it with Krishna. It is only through the mercy of Krishna's very dear devotees that we can come a little bit more close to Krishna. And this week helped me a lot to come more close to Krishna and have very nice association with all the devotees. Thank you very much.
Devotees are wish fulfilling trees. I wanted to chant. When I came, nobody asked me that I should chant today, but I brought my machine here and I was thinking that would be nice. Well, since I came here, I've been having a great desire to sing the Govardhan Ashtakam. Namaste Girirajaya Shri Govardhan Namne Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Dayine. Nijapati Bhujadanda Chatra Bhavam Prapadya Pratyatamada Drishtodhanda Devendra Garva Atula Pritula Shela Shreni Bhupa Priyamne
nijanikata nivasandehi govadantam pramadamadamalila kandare kandare te rachayati navayuna dhandamasminamandham iti kila kalanartam matnakashtandhayorme nijanikata nivasandehi govadantam Anupamadiveri Ratna Singhasanorvi Ruhajara Dalasanu Droni Shange Shurange Sahasara Sakyavi Sankhilayam Swapiyame Nijankata Nivasam Dehi Govedanta Rasyan Nidinavayuno Sakshinim Danakere Jyoti Parimalavittam Samyavairim Prakashya Rasikavalakaluna madhamasvalayame Nijanikatanivasam dehi govedantam Harivayitam apurvam radhika kundamatma Priyasakamihakante narmahalingya gupta Navayuvayuga kolastatrapasyam rahome Nijanikata nivasam dehi govadantvam Stala jala tala shastar bruhuracayuyacha Pratipanamanukalam hanta sambhadayanga Te jagati nivatantan sattakam kyupayamme Nijanikata nivasam dehi govadantvam Surapati krita dirga droharato goshtaracham Tavanavaghala rupasyantare kurvatevam Agavakari punoche dattamanam dhutame Nijanikata nivasam dehi govedantvam Girinirpaharidasa shenivaryeti nama Mitamidamuditam shiradika vaktachandhat Brajanavatilakatve kriptavedesputame Nijanikata nivasam dehi govedantvam Nijajanayuta radha krishna metri rasapta Bhajanara pashupakshi datta soke katata Aganita karunatva mamuri krityatantam Nijanikata nivasam dehi govedantam Nirupadkarunena shri sachinandanena Trayikapati satopi tvatriyena arpitosmi Iti khilakalunama yogya yogya tamtam adrinam Nijankata nivasam dehi govedantam Rasadadashakamasya shila govardhanasya Shittidarakula bhartu yapayatna adite Sasapadi sukhadesmin vasamasaya sakshat Shubhadayugala sevaratnam apnoti tulam
Jai Shri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. As I was speaking, it says that Giriraj, you have to accept me because Sachinandan has given me to you. So I was thinking this is, we can think in that way for us. That Sachinandan Swami has given us to Giriraj. So what touched you the most during this week? So naturally, like for every one of us, the association of the devotees. For me two things, the association of the devotees and mostly the association of devotees and the dham also a little bit. In the association of the devotees, the presence of those senior devotees who are here amongst us very, very deeply touched my heart. What we need very much are examples. Srila Prabhupada always was pointing at this aspect of Vedic culture of the real life is that one who teaches must be acharya. He must teach by example. He must be that real person that he's talking about. And just like I think Kalavati put it so nicely, I don't know where this analogy comes from, but that the qualities of the devotees are like the digestive fire. The digestive fire allows the food to be consumed in the stomach, and the energy is then distributed and enlivens the whole body. So similarly, the qualities of the devotees are that fire which make the philosophy digestible and nourishing. So for me, I was watching all the time, and as we know in communication, the important is not the words only. I was drinking, and what I was drinking mostly was humility. And I hope that I can imbibe some, because I really need some. I was drinking that humility on the face and in the voices of Burijan Prabhu, Sachinandan Maharaj, Jagat Tarini Mataji, and for me also Narayani Mataji, because she has been my teacher, and this time she wasn't teaching, she was the pujari, and I had so much fun because I saw how she was doing her pujari work with the same sincerity, the same seriousness that she's teaching. And that was really so nice, and very nice. So I was drinking this humility, and it was on the face, and it was in the voice. Very, very nice. Along with this sincerity, along with this humility, there was the sincerity. This endeavor, you know, that we need that sincerity, and especially, I mean, one devotee also expressed this, that even if we make mistakes, so we know we are thoroughly bad, we must just keep going. And I saw this determination in our leaders on this parikrama, this determination to keep going, just keep going, keep going. And so I was drinking that. What I learned, the mood of being an assistant to the spiritual master, again, this is derived from that humility. Only when we are humble, then we can assist. Otherwise, we want to lead all the time. That is a problem. We are supposed to become the assistant of the Sakis. So one day somebody brought a flower garland, I think this Gopi Parananda Prabhu's wife, she brought a garland of roses, and one for the speaker and the other one she said was for Srila Prabhupada. And so I gave it to Jagat Tarini Mataji, that I thought she would be good to offer to Prabhupada. She was offering to Prabhupada, and then I kept doing that work of... then there were loose flowers, and I gave her the flowers, and then I gave her... And my heart was saying, oh, I want to offer a flower to Prabhupada, but there was a higher taste that came then, that, no, I want to give to her, and she will offer. And this was such a wonderful gift in my heart. This mood of being the assistant of the guru, being the assistant of someone who obviously anyway is ahead. this idea of accepting. Remember the first time I met my spiritual master, I was very arrogant because, I'm still, but I was very arrogant because I came from an area in ISKCON where the guru had just left, and so I wasn't ready to listen. So I told him, so what is a guru after all? And he looked at me and he said this very simple thing that he said, a guru is someone who knows more than you. And really no joke, at that time in my heart, what I heard was, oh, is there anybody who knows more than me? That was very sincerely thought like that, that this idea that somebody knows more, that is the beginning of going back to Godhead, I think. I don't know how many times, many lives it takes, but at least that takes a beginning, accepting leadership, surrendering. So well, I was trying to learn. So Satchinandan Maharaj, the moment that struck me the most was, of course, the evening bhajans, kirtans, and the day he told us. So now it's I don't know. It was before 8. It was about 8 minutes before 8, and he said, "So now." Such and such lila is going on on the spiritual platform, and in another 8 minutes, then another lila will take place. And so, so obviously, he was telling us about the Ashtakaliya lila, and we were. And I thought, well, this is all very far away. And then we kept singing and singing, and at some point I opened my eyes and I saw Maharaj's beaming face, which we all know, and Maharaj was singing away and he was smiling so much that I thought, yeah, this is the smile when one sees Krishna, like this, if we want to smile like this. You know, remember, I was kind of sure at that time, somehow, for right or wrong, very, very sure that Maharaj right now is visualizing, you know, Krishna's beauty, and therefore he can smile like this. He's seeing through the holy name. So that was very, very, very nice. Then when Burijan Prabhu was speaking, oh, that was so nice. Oh, that was so nice. And like I think someone said, the first class about Krishna, how he appears in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the real characteristics of Krishna as being the well-wisher and the lover of his devotee. I was absorbing that. I remember the first times when I got Prabhupada's books, I'm kind of a loner who likes the cave and doesn't like to hear stories. So I thought, what are all these stories about? What are all these stories about? So hearing Burijan Prabhu, then you really get, you get, you know, how one can progress from the point of wondering what are these stories all about to hearing someone who's learned from the stories. It was so powerful, so wonderful, hearing the realizations, how all the details of someone who's been... I thought, as soon as he started speaking, I remembered the 2-page paper that he gave us, and I thought, oh, yeah, he's been studying like that. He's been doing this. So that was very, very wonderful, learning from the Bhagavatam. And from Mataji, we surrendering to the Dham. And as I said, that has also touched me. This simple surrender, it's not something very complicated. Just have faith and surrender to the Dham. And for me, yesterday was a wonderful day, Parikrama, where I felt that I surrendered little bit to the dhamma, just walking. And usually I don't go on parikramas because I detest rushing from one place to the next and half hearing something. But yesterday was very wonderful, the surrender. I was also touched by an invisible person whose name is Subaldas. I had the opportunity to saw him several times, taking off in the freezing cold in the morning on his scooter to get the garlands. And last night, after a whole day of work, I went, I said, Vishakapriya wants soup. He immediately got out the grater and the carrots and he started grating. And again, this was the mood of assisting that I wished to imbibe in my heart. So I think I will stop here. Something else is I was given this service to sing, and I felt pretty miserable when it was wonderful to sing the glories of Bhagavatam. It brought me closer to Srimad Bhagavatam, made me an assistant, de facto, right on the spot. But I was feeling very uncomfortable because I wished to, then I thought, yes, Prabhupada wants us to become experts in anything we do. So, anyway, then comes all the list of the black spots I saw, so many things. And thank you. I was very, very, very happy, and I have only thanks, and I beg for your blessings. Blessings of Bhujan Prabhu, Jagatarini Mataji, Satsinandan Maharaj, Narayani Mataji, and all the devotees, that be please bless me that I may have a pure heart. And also, like one devotee was mentioning, to be able to take this to some other devotees, to be able, in my small capacity, to take this beauty of Krishna consciousness on the level that Prabhupada wanted it to other devotees. And just one last word that I compliment, if that's the right word, I don't know, the VIHC for perpetrating the legacy of Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. When I wrote to Adi Purush Prabhu a few weeks before the retreat, and I asked him what were like the topics of discussion for this, I mentioned seminar, and he wrote back and said, it's not actually a seminar, it's a retreat, and Maharaj has not given any idea of what's it like, but he simply said that whoever comes will be changed. So I came here with a big writing on my forehead that I need to be changed, and everybody please change me. From the very first day, every moment up till now I can still feel so many changes taking place, especially on the first day when Maharaj said that when travelers keep a goal together, then there should be an atmosphere, an encouraging atmosphere. And I feel that everybody has come here with the same goal, and that's why so many nice things have taken place here, because of not only the changes are taking place within me because of the hearing from Maharaj and the Bhagavatam and also Mataji about the Dhamma, but also just being in this atmosphere with all the devotees, just watching them, hearing them. In fact, one Mataji even mentioned, this is not a retreat, it's a real treat. So, but that was just after prasadam, so the cook is to blame. And like everybody else, the day that we had to chant 64 rounds, that evening I really realized how powerful the holy name is, and I was thinking that it's my duty now to just not keep it to myself, but if everybody would chant like this, the whole world would chant 64 rounds every day and have beautiful kirtan in the evening, what this place would really be like. And I made up my mind that I'm going to utilize whatever I've taken from here to go back and preach enthusiastically and spread this message. On the last day of His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu's lecture, when he played the tape from the computer of Srila Prabhupada, and I turned towards Govardhan and I couldn't help but become very emotional, because I realized that I came here with so many anartha, so many problems and confusions and things going on in my mind, and suddenly like a clear sky was opening up. And it was not that the problems were going away, but I was realizing how silly problems I had, firstly. And whatever was there was so easy to solve, because the day before we were chanting so nicely. And particularly I felt very touched, because I remembered that in the last few days of Srila Prabhupada, it was his desire to be here at Govardhan. And here we were, through the mercy of his disciples, with Prabhupada at Govardhan. And it really touched me very much that as a grand disciple of Srila Prabhupada, that whatever he gave to his disciples, that in the same mood and compassion and enthusiasm they are giving to us. And I want to especially thank the management at VIHA. I hope that this is not the first, that this is the beginning of many more retreats. You can put my name down every year, I will be here. Because this is definitely so encouraging to all devotees, the kind of association you get here to be in the Dham. I just want to pray to all the devotees that please pray for me, that when I go back to the place I stay, I could continue like this, because it's very difficult when you go back to your routine activities. Like Mataji was saying, you make so many resolutions here, but when you go back, somehow things just slip away. But I hope that it's only with the prayer of such nice devotees like yourselves. And I also want to thank, like Mataji mentioned, the cook and also Subal Prabhu. They were really out in the cold and doing so much for us, and I wish they were here so that we could, like, you know, shower flowers on them, because every day it was the prasadam that was also nourishing us, apart from what we were hearing, the katha, and learning so much. It was actually the prasadam also that was sinking into every cell in my body and giving me the nourishment also to hear more and take absorb so much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. First time when I came to India, my spiritual master gave me one instruction. He said that when I come to the holy dham, I should always be in the association of qualified sadhus, because through the association of sadhus, the holy dham will be revealed. And this retreat has been the sweetest I have experienced in my whole life. 10 years I've been coming to Vrindavan, Mayapur. But I must say that this has been the sweetest retreat for me. And I had such a nice relationship with Giriraj. And so how he fulfilled my desires. I would think something and it would just happen. I was meditating on one verse from the Bhagavatam, Queen Kunti, Janmaishwara Shuta Srivi, who is qualified to attain Krishna, who is Akincha Gocharam. I was thinking deeply about this verse, and then suddenly I heard Burijan Prabhu just mentioning the verse. I said, wow, seems like something's going to happen now. And then he played the tape of Prabhupada, and it was a full lecture on this verse. So I thought that Giriraj, through the great devotees, is fulfilling my desire and understanding of this verse. Then I was hearing so much about Krishna, Nanda Gopal, Govinda. And I was thinking, what about Radharani? I want to hear about Radharani. And I hardly walked into the temple room and Sachinya Maharaj said, so today we're going to chant, to sing Radhe Jay Jay Madhava Daiti. So that was the peak of my stay here, to hear the name of Radharani. And actually I cannot glorify enough the kirtan in the night and the evening raga, which could actually make us remember, visualize Krishna and Balaram, and how night is falling and how Krishna and Balaram, they are now in the house. Seems like everything is peaceful outside, but so much activity going on in the household of Nanda Baba. And I was thinking, what about Radharani? And then the kirtan was going on, and then Radharani also became manifested, and how she was longing to meet Krishna. And this is what was pouring out from the heart of Suchinanda Maharaj. And he could take us on a trip through Nandagaon and Varshana. And then I was hearing every prasadam, we were hearing some story about Krishna. And I was thinking, but Govardhan, I want to hear about Govardhan. And I thought that maybe I will request Mata Jagatarini to speak about Govardhan. But then that morning, there was no talk, no reading. Some devotees said, no, today we'll just talk during prasadam. And I was very disappointed. And then Parikrama day started, and Mother Jagatarini just started speaking about Govardhan, different details about Govardhan. And then when we went to Surabikun, there's so many more stories about Govardhan. So I thought that this is how Giriraj is satisfying all my desires through the association of such Vaishnavas who are qualified to speak and reveal the Dhamma to us. And even an insignificant desire that I had, somehow Giriraj fulfilled it. All of you, I may develop this love for Giriraj. And Giriraj has special meaning for me because my spiritual master is Giriraj Swami, so I cannot forget him either. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. At the beginning, there were some rumors that this retreat would take place in Varshana, and I was already looking forward for that too, but then I heard, oh, it's going to be in Govardhan, and I thought, ah, very, very nice. Because recently, Ashish Dikata and me started to worship a Govardhan Shila, and we thought this is like coming home for him too, and it is really so special to do puja for the Shila, and then during the whole day be in the company of Govardhan Hill all the time. So that was very, very nice experience. Or also chanting, like when we did in the evening or late afternoon, see how it changes here. It's very mystical, and that I thought it had left a deep impression on my mind. When I came here in some sort of preparation, I read parts of the Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name, because I knew some of the program would be chanting, and I was very much looking forward to do this 64 rounds chanting in the Association of Devotees. But then again, I got a cold and I was extremely tired, and somehow all I was thinking is, I don't have any tissues, what do I do? Anyway, it did not work out in that day for me, and I thought, so I ended up feeling a little miserable. But the next day, or I don't know exactly about the days, but then we heard this lecture given by Buridhan Prabhu about how acceptance is connected to surrender, and that everything is, Krishna's mercy after all. And somehow it's just sunk so deeply in my heart that I could really change my see how my attitude changed, and I could accept things much more easily the way they are. And it was so obvious. If I can catch this attitude and really apply it every time my mind is just focusing on problems or whatever, then everything becomes so easy. And I hope that I can take this this thought and apply it in my everyday life. And yesterday we saw also this beautiful booklet from Jagadharini Mataji, And I thought, wow, this is so nice. You get, here comes Gopinath in the mail, a really tiny, deity that's sparked off such an incredible development. And it came about so organically. And, I mean, nobody would ever plan, like, okay, I'm going to make this miniature art here in a spiritual context. And I thought, this is so nice if our Krishna consciousness develops in such a way. If we take this retreat like a little Gopinath in our mail, take it home and develop it so that it blossoms in such beautiful and artistic way, and including all the leelas like your presentation. And I'd like to thank everybody, of course, and I know also for the how difficult it is sometimes to organize things, because that was part of my service so far as well. And I thought it was such a nice mood because we went with the flow, sort of, and I was asking Raj Bihari Prabhu for some time, well, what are the details of the programs? And there were no clear answers in my mind. I would like to have some, but actually you can... But actually you cannot plan these sort of things to happen, and it's so much nicer when they come about, and it's such a pleasant surprise, and so this is a good training for us all. So thanks for that as well. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. On the first Thursday on Srimad Bhagavan time class, we made group, and in I have this realization, I have no qualification in Krishna consciousness, because Doris spoke about always on Krishna, and when I speak or think, I most think on me or speak at me. But on the other side, I have the hope, there is so viel mercy in the Holy Dharma, and I pray a lot here, and by the mercy of Giri Govardhan and the devotees here, I hope that is will better with me. I will say thank you for the nice week and the nice devotees here.
Hare Krishna. I'm sorry that I'm not so eloquent speaker to tell you how thankful I am for your kindness and association this week, but I will try. Especially my English is not very good, but I will try to express something. First of all, about 2 years ago, I visited my parents' house on an island in Croatia, and there were about 10 devotees with me, and we were sitting on the veranda taking prasadam, and one of the devotees looked at the hill just in front of my house, and he told, "It looks just like Govardhan." And I was astonished, and I thought, oh, will Govardhan ever allow me to see him, and then that I also have this vision of Govardhan when I look at this hill. And every time when I came home, it is not so often, but when I came home, and I always look from this veranda, and I thought of Govardhan, I would like to see Govardhan. And then, now, when I came here, I was feeling really like I came home, but not on this island of Croatia, but some feeling, deep feeling of appreciation for this place. I know that it is due to my conditioned nature that I am attracted to the nature, but I hope that by the mercy of the Vaishnava, that these feelings will become deeper and deeper and more Krishna conscious. And I didn't know that we will have this retreat on Govardhan, so my ecstasy was, when I heard for this, I was really happy. And then I wanted to really thank all the devotees, because when I came here, I was a little bit afraid of coming. It is for the first time for me that I'm in a holy dam, and I was expecting, oh, now I gave up all my responsibilities. I am for the first time maybe in my life free to fully surrender to the Krishna consciousness and activity of Krishna consciousness. And when I came here, it was like that. The whole time were very merciful to me, but then I started to Holodam discovered to me a lot of things in me, and I was really ashamed for the first time in my life, really ashamed. I thought, you really have the courage to come in front of Guru Maharaj? You better take the first plane and go to Croatia. I was really ashamed, but then I realized, but somehow this strong feeling came to my heart that I need association of devotee, that it is my only solution. And it was like this. Devotee helped me very much during this week. I very much appreciate the association of senior devotees. I'm for the first time maybe also in such environment of a lot of senior devotees. And when I looked at some devotees, it was like a mirror. Their purity was like a mirror for my impurities, and I was ashamed, but also wanted to come to this stage of Krishna consciousness. So you encouraged me really, because I previously thought I am the worst person in the universe and I will never become Krishna consciousness, but now you encouraged me so much that I feel maybe by the mercy of the Vaishnava it's possible also for me. I don't know how to explain my gratitude, really, to Jagatarini Mataji, especially she yesterday and this today morning, she just told me some thoughts and realization, and I was feeling like, yes, it's possible, maybe by the mercy of the Vaishnava. Thank you very much. And also all other Vaishnava, the Guru Maharaj and Burjan Prabhu. Everyone, I don't want to make some exceptions. And my realization of this day of 64 rounds, I was quarreling with my mind during most period of morning, and then I was really angry at me. I couldn't control my mind, but by the evening I came to the stage that I was peaceful. And then when I finished 64 round, I thought, now it is the time to begin to chant. And then I somehow this thought is still in my mind that it is really a sacrifice. You have to sacrifice. It is holy name. Take holy name as a sacrifice, and then slowly become deeper and deeper, and somehow here and then this spiritual dimension will come. And also for the first time, I felt potency of the holy name, such strong potency of the holy name during bhajan after this day, because all the devotees desire so much to glorify the holy name and give themselves to the holy name. I'm very thankful to you all. Please forgive me for all my offenses. I know I have done a lot of them. I'm conscious of that, and I will try to change it during my life. Thank you very much.
This has been a rare and wonderful opportunity, and I thank everyone, participants, organizers, speakers, for making it possible. Raj Bihari said that in the art of teaching, Burjan Prabhu points out that things are more caught than taught. A similar kind of statement comes to mind, that it's more important what you are than what you say. And the principles in this retreat, through hard work, surrender, adversity, have come to points in their lives where they have so much to give because of what they are, and just being in their presence is a treat. One aspect of this retreat that impressed me enormously was the attitude of service throughout. Didn't matter, service to the lower to the whatnot, from Raj Bihari's organization to the speakers to Satchinanda's bringing us into wonderful kirtans, to the people who serve prasadam. Prasadam was served so nicely. It's such a treat. It makes one able to honor prasadam in peace and really honor it instead of having the mind go wah, 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 wah. In terms of jewels to take home or things that were gained, I have one enormous jewel, and that's a more complete, I don't know what the word is, relationship to the Holy Name. It's just a beginning. I was a Pujari, but most recently Pujari, and for matters of health, I gave up my Pujari service and started living in Vrindavan. A friend of mine here once mentioned in the course of conversation, my japa is my holy name, it's my deity, my japa is my deity. And I thought, ah, now you've got an anchor, you will focus on japa and make japa your deity, which I did. It was not easy, it was hard. And then last year, my Guru Maharaj went to Govardhan to chant 64 rounds a day during Kartik. And I thought, I'll do the same thing in Vrindavan. And it was with not without considerable risk, because he had told me in a meeting that he thought it would be more important for me to write than to chant 32 rounds, and here I was going for 64. But I discovered during his Vyasa Puja last summer that he was really touched by my taking on a similar vrata in Vrindavan, and that in some way it nourished his effort at Govardhan. That month was so wonderful that sometimes I wonder why I just don't stay in it. It's a sacrifice that creates peace and purity, focus. But at this stage, other things can't fit in my day. The day is too short to have enough reading, enough this, the other thing, so I don't chant 64 rounds a day regularly anymore. And I compliment everyone who tried it, this retreat, because it is so much harder to chant 64 rounds on an occasional basis. I go for it on Akadasis, and it's so hard often, and it was so easy that month. All I had to do was get started, and every day it was 64 rounds. They just rolled off day after day after day after day after day. I mean, obviously the distractions of the mind and all the problems that come in chanting, but the number 64 was no problem at all, and the time it took was no problem at all. But I started a lot earlier than you all did. I got at least 16 done by Mangalarti, usually more. I'm a half-empty person, unfortunately. You know, some people, they see a glass of water half full, they'll say, I've got half a glass of water, and the other person says, it's almost empty. It's only half full. And so it's often hard for me to see Krishna's hand in my life, because I see all the dirt and the imperfections and the failures. As a Christian, I practice sacramental confession, and that helped me walk through life clearer of this baggage that tends to get on my shoulders. Then I came into Krishna consciousness, and there was no such thing, and certainly one didn't revealing one's mind to a devotee wasn't something one did, because if you said something in Philadelphia, next day it was in Miami. So I decided, well, the thing to do is to dump everything as I circumambulate Tulsi Devi, which worked up to a point. But yesterday at Saravi Kund, it was a rare opportunity for me to go deep and get the things that were festering in my personality that went over years, not just recently, out and rest in the assurance that they're gone now. And I can move on lighter, more buoyant, more Krishna conscious. And I certainly thank all the speakers for creating a situation in which something like that can happen. Jagatrini did that. Burjan Prabhu gave me a nice present. I had been reading, for many years I've been reading meditatively and kicking myself because I didn't read couldn't read any other way. Well, I don't read fast, and when I came to Krishna consciousness, all 12 cantos of the Bhagavatam were there. I wasn't getting one a year or whatever so often. Well, I'm never going to make it. One of my first services was reading out loud to a devotee, and I got almost through the Bhagavatam reading out loud. But that isn't, you can't digest when you're reading out loud because you can't ponder and you can't go back if something isn't quite clear. You just keep reading and you get what you get, and I got something, but I got an enormous hunger to understand better and to know better and to be able to preach it. But I don't know that I ever will be able to to the completeness and depth I'd like to, because A, I don't have that many years left. But he gave me the gift of realizing that what I have been doing is valuable, and I can just keep on doing it. I don't have to feel guilty anymore. So, and as for the treat of the retreat was the evening kirtan. It took me straight out of my body, or within my body. It took me out of my body and just relished the holy name. And in and through the holy name, all those who were related to the holy name, all the whole universe, Krishna's parts and parcels were all together, and we're all one in and with his holy name. Thank you all. I can't thank you all enough. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Before the retreat, I was thinking, well, why am I going to this retreat? So I had actually two reasons. One reason was I wanted to get inspiration for my service, which is to study and teach Bhagavatam. Mm. And the second reason is I came here, I wanted to give something also. Usually I teach or I do something like that, but this time I got to give the service as a pujari, which I was very happy to do. And so by doing that, I felt like I was giving something. And I realized that by giving, you get so much more in return than you give. Mm. So that was one of my realizations here. That we have only two hands, but Krishna has 10 hands. So I got so many jewels from this retreat, and I'll just give a few of them that I got. That I got so many, I don't think I can carry them. But I'll just mention a few. That also, I felt like Jagatrini Prabhu, that like when Srila Prabhupada was here, and when I was a new devotee, one of my services was to do all day Harinam. And all night Harinam. We would go 10 in the morning and come back 11 at night and just do Harinam. And so even though I was a new devotee, you get a taste for chanting just by doing that day after day from morning till night. And so again in the kirtan on the day of the 64 rounds, I felt like, again, I'm tasting that nectar that I had when I first joined, the nectar of the holy name. So, then again, with Srimad Bhagavatam, I had wanted to go deeper into my study. So I found two very valuable jewels in the presentation of Brijan Prabhu, and one of them was the method for reading attentively and meditatively. I found it very helpful. And also the prayers to Srimad Bhagavatam that were being sung throughout the course. And I felt like this is the mood that I would like to approach Srimad Bhagavatam, that Bhagavatam is my wealth, my friend, my companion, my deliverer, everything. And I feel like I'll take these prayers and I'll say them every day, and this will help me quite a bit. And also in Virajan Prabhu's class, I felt like the first prayer says, Krishna has returned. So I felt like Krishna had returned. We could feel that. I could feel that in his presentation. Then again, so the holy name in Bhagavatam, and then the Dham again in Surabhi Kunj. I was also moved by Maharaj's openness, and it also helped me to be more open, at least with myself, about my faults, and able to ask forgiveness. And then the deity worship that I was doing, I felt like, because that was my service when Srila Prabhupada was here, so I felt the mood the same, being a servant of Krishna, as through Srila Prabhupada. And one thing is that my mind is always going, it's very, very fast. But the first day I had to do puja to Govardhan, my mind stopped. Because I never saw such a big deity in my life. And my mind couldn't comprehend it at all. So I couldn't, that was it. My mind was finished. I was bewildered. I had to just do the puja to Govardhan. That was in deity worship. And then, again, going back to worshipping in the temple, so I was going back and forth with the big Govardhana and the small sweet Radha Govinda and Gaurini Thai. And so it was very interesting to see how Krishna is in so many different ways. And all this is made possible by Sadhu Sangha, because without the devotees you can't really appreciate. And Srila Prabhupada has given us this Sadhu Sangha, and I feel very fortunate to be experiencing all these five aspects of devotional service, the Panchanga, and the association of devotees. Because a lot of times I feel like, you know, oh, I'm just going to go off to the forest. I've had enough, you know. It's really hard to live with the devotees. Like Brijan, I feel like, okay, I'm just going to go search for Krishna, you know, somewhere. But I know I'm not qualified to do that either. And I realized that, you know, we're all in this together. And I don't feel like I can go back to Godhead or even make progress without the help of the devotees. So I just pray for that also, just like Virajan Prabhu, that they pray for me, that I keep in the association of devotees and don't go off independently and do my own thing. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I also found many jewels here. Many, many months ago, or actually after the summer when we came back to Vrindavan, I was in the market. In the marketplace, and I was on my way home from Vrindavan, and one of these rickshaws passed me, the auto rickshaws, the big ones, the cockroach, what are they called? The tempos, yeah. And there was a man on the back of it, he was shouting, Govardhan, 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 like that. And it went on its way, and I felt, oh, I should just go to Govardhan, but I didn't go. And then I came home, and I was just coming up in a rickshaw at Krishna Balaram Temple, and the same tempo passed me again, calling, Govardhan, Govardhan, Govardhan! You know, they shout like that. So I thought, really, if I had something, I would just drop everything and get in that and go. But I didn't go, and I went home and kept myself busy. And a few months later then, by the great mercy of Govardhan, Govardhan Srila came to our house. And again, I had thought, I wasn't even thinking, and Siddha Lala Sri was saying how Govardhan fulfilled her desires, and I'm experiencing this time how Govardhan actually was giving me some desire. So he came in our house, and we were taking care of him, and then I found myself here at Govardhan for this retreat, and I have really seen how Govardhan for me has just started to give me a desire to come close to him. It reminded me of that verse where Dhruva Maharaj goes to Mahavan, and it's described there that just by being in Mahavan, you're pulled towards Krishna. So I'm feeling the pull of Govardhan, very, very soft, but very, very safe pull. So that was one of the jewels I got. And the other experience I had from the very minute I came was this feeling of community, which I think I'm always searching for. And it was, for me, it was a return to innocence. And it reminded me of when I joined. And actually, it just came to me again that today when I sat here, I just remembered I joined at New Govardhan in San Diego. And the deities are Sweet Radha Giridhari. And so being here with the devotees, so close, waking up every morning, it was just like the old days for me. I didn't know enough about everybody, so everybody was just a pure, wonderful devotee, and they're all very sweet, and, you know, I just loved everything, and I loved everybody, and that experience of community, for me, was really nourishing and very, very special. Two other small visual imprints that have stuck in my mind have been, one, during the day we were here chanting 64 rounds, I saw Jagatrini, and she was wandering around chanting, but she was walking so slowly and carefully, like every step she was placing on Govardhan, on the foothill of Govardhan, so carefully. And then she would suddenly she would go to the ground as if she was picking up a jewel, a very priceless jewel she discovered, and she would disappear for a while, and then she would come, and then she would continue walking slowly, and then sometimes I'd look and I couldn't see her, and because the grass is high, so I'd be looking, and then she'd be down on the ground, you know, finding some jewels, and that, just her mood towards Giriraj was so wonderful and inspiring for me. And then on that very same day, another visual photograph in my mind stays with me, and that was when we were chanting, and then Niranjan Swami called for the road, from the road, and we heard somebody, but we weren't sure it was, and then somebody said, "Oh, it's Niranjan Swami." And then I saw Adipurush immediately start running towards Niranjan Swami, because he knew him from before, and he has some affectionate and deep relationship. So he just started running and running, and I was watching, and Maharaj was walking down the street, and Adipurushpa was running, and they, you know, he paid obeisances, and then they embraced, and it was just, there was such a strong feeling of appreciation and affection between the Vaishnavas that I thought, this is what it's all about, really. You know, this is perfection, and that's what at least I'm searching for and hoping to get sometime, to be able to run to Prabhupada like that, run to Krishna, and really give my heart. So one desire I'd like to take with me is that every day now I'll try to make a retreat in my everyday schedule and go to the holy name and go to the Bhagavatam. Very carefully and deliberately shutting off all the business I like to get myself involved with, and just focus on the name. And I'm very grateful to have been here. I think it was actually in the language of a one who was very perfect. It was a very perfect retreat. And even which is very unusual for me, but when I came to write the feedback sheet, I couldn't find anything. Room for improvement. I actually really genuinely couldn't find anything to put there, which is something. So thank you very much for all your wonderful association.
Hare Krishna. I was thinking what to say, but the only thing that comes again and again into my mind is the analogy that Mataji Jagatadini said about how her son was taught to swim in a pool with swimming waist, so life waist. So I'm thinking, well, this is it, what is happening to me now. I'm here sitting at the foot of the Govardhan, and actually Govardhan is keeping me afloat, and I'm just afraid to go back to the West and you know, to go into the water without life vest. And I don't know what will happen, because such an atmosphere as I had experienced here, I have not experienced in any temple, you know, no fault finding, no politics, no criticism, you know, all devotees such sincere, you know, and eager to learn, to hear, to deepen realizations and to share realizations. And usually when in temples, when somebody asks somebody to share some realizations, nobody wants to say anything. So I'm quite happy here to hear all the realization. This is a very rare opportunity, and I'm very grateful. And I don't know, I just don't know what will happen when I go back to the West, but I hope that I will be able to remember Govardhan Hill, and then he will protect me like just like he was protecting me for this week here. And I would like to thank everybody. Okay. Hare Krishna.
I don't think I'll get with all this to the road here. But as Kavi Karnapur said just now, it's great. Actually, I got about 35 jewels just now. Hearing all the devotees speaking from their heart. And this is what Sachinanda Maharaj mentioned, that the devotee, pure devotee, he gives what is in his heart. He gives his heart, and now all devotees were giving, sharing their hearts, and that is something most valuable, to be in such a association. I'm a little bit uncomfortable because I know I'm now speaking last, and most devotees have spoken. And what can I say? What a clever thing, can I say nothing? But I want to offer my obeisances unto all of you, and also please forgive me all intentional or unintentional offenses. Burijan Prabhu Sachinandana Swami, I offer my obeisances, thank you very much, and all of the devotees. I was moved by the story of Sachinanda Maharaj about Yamaraj and devotee and Yamadutas. It was not just a story, it's something I felt that it's in me. It's in us, these are voices that are living within us. So this is also one jewel that I'm taking with me. This kind of seeing always, who am I? Seeing always looking into myself. Because now I'm finding myself here in front of Govardhan, and before I never knew what's Govardhan, who's Govardhan. Now I'm looking into this very special, I must admit, also, it's a very unusual and very interesting moment, and even with my material eyes, it's no comment. And often I ask myself, well, what relation do I have with this Govardhan? Okay, I can make some kind of fantasy, you know, okay, Govardhan is Krishna and I'm Krishna's servant, and but actually, this is only faith that we heard from someone, or we were cultivated. But actually, I find myself just, I'm in this life, I found myself now in Doti, in association with shave-head monks. Find myself sitting near some hill, and I don't know how it happened that I'm here. I just thank to Krishna and to... I thank to Krishna, why? Because Prabhupada told me that he is God. I didn't know even who is God. I didn't know
I didn't know how to dress. I didn't know how to do routine activities. Who of us knew how of cleaning the tongue? Before we didn't know these things, and he said, if you don't clean your tongue, it is just same as you didn't took shower. So how much I got to learn? It's actually, as a Prabhu Mathur was, no, who was saying, Adi Purusha was saying about rebirth. Actually, we can see that if we look in the past, it's really rebirth. It's completely new life. Total new life. And also we can see that many devotees are turning back to their death, to their past life. And this is what I could learn also from this seminar, from this retreat, and that only due to offenses are we going back to our death, what we have left. And it's a great honor to be in association all of you, and to have visited Surabhi Kund. I must also admit, I didn't believe. I was thinking, this is another one Kund, you know. And you know, imaginations and this and that. Now I will, but yeah. But actually, I think, yeah, I'm sitting here. And then I went to offer prayers, and some Brijabhasis were speaking just above me, blah, 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 blah. And I was thinking, wow. And would I ask them to stop? Maybe they will then get even more. I don't know what to do. And then somehow I went to offer sincere, very sincere prayers. And I didn't expect it. But after that, when we were leaving this Surabhi Kund, I felt myself completely purified from all that was before. But one voice, very deep voice from inside, told me, yes, now you are pure, but in very next 2 minutes you will again get all back. And of course I don't feel now like I was feeling that minute. So that means many offenses unintentional, or it is just our nature, like it's just this nature, and like breathing is to have this material conception of life. I think I'm this body, I'm a Mahajvala Das. Yes, you are. I'm maybe Das, but what's Das? And anyway, I think I said enough. I must say, Burijan Prabhu, when he was in the beginning, he told us, and this I remember, he told us, please try to not see anything bad. Please try to see only good things. Because it's usually said we should have two eyes. One is looking bad things, one looks good things, so we should know also what's not good. But if I would not hear this sentence, probably I would be much more critical. Maybe I don't look so, but I like to see many bad things. I like to see many miss many things that are not going nicely. And another thing from Burijan Prabhu is this is a nice, what I don't know, there are many of us, all these jewels are now mixed in me. I don't know who said what. when he was saying about continuing, going on, go on. So when I see you, Burijan Prabhu, with your putting your head like this in confirmation, yes, when you do like this, yeah, then I always feel very encouraged, very, very encouraged. And I was thinking why. Then I heard in the lecture, this is from actually because it's not coming just because of a head. It must be some realization there, because in your life probably you're doing this, you're going on in spite of everything, and that has had an effect on me. It gives great courage
always go on. We can, I think, I want to say, not on the paper, one good thing, I think, my suggestion for the future is Vraja Bihari Prabhu. This is my suggestion from this, end here. My suggestion is that we can make maybe one day, I said we because I hope, I have some hope against hope that I will be here next year also. one day, just like this, all day, speaking, the word is speaking from there, and then again going, and again, because so many things, at least I would, I'm not able to express many things that I would like to express. Especially also because of English, I would be embarrassed. But I said just, I didn't say what I actually meant to say. And I think, and I'm eager to hear all the devotees what they are want to say, and I want to hear from all of them. The last thing I will do is my service for all of you, as you were asking. I will pray for all the devotees here, just because not there much more of this devote of all of you are much more advanced than me. I will pray just to serve you, and I will try to do it from sincere heart, and I also hope that some of you will also pray for this soul. Hare Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna, thank you all very, very much for so liberally sharing what is in your heart. I know that maybe it took a long time, but it is necessary, and it is a very respectful attitude to listen, and I must say, hearts grow together by this process. Very much. It's not a superficial but a very deep association. We will now do something which will also have the advantage to get us moving a little bit so that we can get new circulation going. We will send in a moment all the devotees can pick their trees like we did, and compose their own prayers to Giriraj Govardhan. After this we will make an abhishek to Giriraj, and it is already prepared by our talented pujaris, and then we will take a feast and more or less go. But we thought, while we are still here, we should all write down in our notebooks our own individual prayer to Giriraj. And before we do this, to keep us thinking in that direction, Bhujam Prabhu and Jagatarini Mataji and also myself, we will read to you one prayer which we think is very suitable, so that you can be in the right mood as you compose your own prayer.
So will, are you, do you have something to read, Jagatarini? Okay, but what I meant to say was that, so after we do this, we'll each read a prayer, and then there'll be 10 minutes where everyone can find their own tree, and or whatever, and 10 minutes only to open up your heart and write a prayer for Giriraj, and then we'll have time to offer these prayers and do some puja. Individually, we'll offer it.
Yes,
private prayers.
Yes, it will be private prayers. It's not that these prayers are meant to be shared with the group, because it is your own prayer.
To
Giriraj. He's the listener. Okay. I've taken a prayer from Madhya Leela, chapter 1, text 203. Namrisha paramatma meva me Sino vidya pamekamagrata Yari me nada yasya se tada dayani yastavana tadulabha. O Hari, let me submit one humble request before you. Be merciful and kindly hear my words. This is not a meaningless request, but it is confidential, having come from my heart. I am wretched, and you are most merciful. Therefore, you are the most capable person to bestow mercy. As you confer your mercy onto one who is very fallen, I am a suitable candidate for your mercy. If you ignore me, then it will be very, very difficult to find a more suitable candidate for your mercy. Hare Krishna.
Srikrini, you ready? Okay. This is by Srila Narottama Das Thakur. I'll read one for you. O Lord, you are an ocean of mercy. You are the friend of the fallen souls. Please notice me. I've become like a non-devotee, swallowed by the Timangila fish of lust. O Lord, please protect me. In every birth I have repeatedly offended you. In every birth I've failed to worship you sincerely. No one is as fallen as I. Nevertheless, you are the only goal of my life. O Lord of my life, please do not abandon me. O Lord, you are known as Patita Pavan, the deliverer of the fallen, and you are also known as Shyamasunda. Please do not ignore my appeal. Even if I am an offender, I think that you are the real goal of life. That is the truth. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, please do not neglect me. O Master of my life, please hear my words. Even if I have committed offenses to you, I always think of you as my master. Please allow me to serve you as your associate and follower. Lust has destroyed my mind. I do not know what is actually beneficial for me. O Lord, you glance mercifully on all living entities, and you are like a desire tree fulfilling the desires of everyone. Please accept me as your servant. O Lord, you will not see anyone in these three planetary systems who is as fallen as I. O Lord, please accept the name Narottama Pavana, the deliverer of Narottama, and let that name be broadcast throughout the material world. O Lord Shyamasunda, O lifter of Govardhan Hill, O deliverer of the fallen, please accept me as your servant. Narottama Das is very unhappy. O Lord, please engage him in your Sankirtan, worshipping your Sankirtan. O Lord, I am very afraid that I will not be able to overcome the many obstacles that stop me from advancing in devotional service. O Lord, at every moment, I beg you to remove all those obstacles. Okay, take 10 minutes now, and I'll tell you when it's 5 minutes.
Maybe you give us 2 minutes to find a tree.
Okay, make it 12, even maybe 13 minutes.
Yeah,
okay.